It's the team's team of the week on the Jim Davis Show.
And it's brought to you by Rick Nelson and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. Our team's team of the week is the Montrose Redhawks girls soccer team. Off to a sensational start this season. The Montrose girls coming off a win over Grand Junction the other day. They're 5-0-1. They're 1-0-1 in Southwestern League play. And joining us on the team line this morning to talk about the Redhawks' start to the season, their head coach, Matt Imus, along with goalie Rachel Roebuck and center midfield Mia Duncan, joining us this morning. Matt, Rachel, and Mia, thanks for coming on for a few minutes this morning.
Thank you for having us and having this honor.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and being our team's team of the week. A sensational start, Matt, for your team at, as I mentioned, 5-0-1 overall, 1-0-1 in the Southwestern League, and a really good performance against Grand Junction in Southwestern League play the other day with a 3-1 victory. And prior to that, you also had a win against your Highway 50 rival, Delta, with a 2-1 victory. You beat Roaring Fork 3-0 in this three-game winning streak, had the tie with Fruta Monument before that. So kind of take us through the start of the season and the things you've liked about your soccer team so far.
We returned a lot of girls that had a lot of experience playing last year. We did lose a lot of seniors, but the girls that have jumped in coming up from JV and then the returners from varsity last year have done just a great job of stepping up, doing a little bit of a different formation for us, just playing a three-back, trying to get a little bit more offensive. And the girls have done a great job of pressing and a lot of great passes, working with each other. A lot of them have played for a long time with each other, so they know kind of where everybody else is going to be going and anticipating where those runs are going to be. And then we've stepped it up, and I think Rachel's only given up two goals. Our defense has only given up two goals all season.
And Rachel Roebuck joins us, senior goalkeeper for the Montrose Redhawks soccer team. And Rachel, as Coach Imus mentioned, you've only given up a couple goals this season. Your mates have played well in front of you. Kind of take us through what you've seen from them and the job they've done in terms of making your life a whole lot easier between the pipes for this team.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely been great defensively so far this season. I think we've had our younger girls really step into that defensive line, which is not an easy task. But they've been able to, like, make my job so much easier just because, like, their communication skills and their willingness to just try the new positions and try to listen to the feedback we have, like, within the games, at halftime, after the games. I think everybody on the team is really motivated to also, like, look at the film from our games, look at the film for other teams, and just really, like, driven to, like, compete well this year. And I think that's given us a really, like, good advantage and a good start to our season.
So some experience there, but really good communications helped. And Rachel, for you individually, what are some things maybe you focused on, worked on, in terms of preparing for the senior season, trying to make, obviously, a push for the playoffs, maybe a Southwestern League title as well in the mix for this the soccer team? What are some things you've tried to do to get ready for the season as this team's goalie?
Yeah, I think, like, it's a different role as the goalie. Like, I can focus on my fitness and I can focus on my skills, but I think for me, one thing I really try to focus on is just making everybody feel, like, excited for the season. Like, I think a lot of our girls can get really in their head, but I think I want to help the team to see, like, that we have a lot of great potential and a lot of really good players. So I think that's something I've tried to take on to help the team prepare. And I think, like, beyond that, like, everybody always tries to be, like, in shape coming into season, and I think that makes a big difference too.
It's our team's team of the week with the Montrose Redhawks girls soccer team. Coach Matt Imus with us, also goalkeeper Rachel Roebuck, and center midfield Mia Duncan, senior for this team, that has seven goals. And Mia, you're tied with your sister Ellie, the junior, at least according to Max Preps, and sometimes Max Preps isn't always accurate, but you both have seven goals in the season, so you have a nice little sibling rivalry going on in terms of the goal-scoring lead for the Redhawks.
Yeah, I think of it less so as a rivalry. We really try to set the whole team up for success. And while the goals are great, I think it's great to have a good team around me that sets me up to score these amazing goals. And it's there for me to pass the ball and to give them an assist. So I think it's more of a team effort than what it looks like on Max Preps, for sure.
Yeah, you have six assists this season to lead your team. So not just scoring the goals, as we referenced, but also been doing a good job setting up your teammates as well. and mentioned that Ellie's got the 7 goals, 4 assists. But Macy Oberg, that we know from the basketball program, the sophomore, she's got 4 goals this season. And Macy brings all that success from the hardwood, from the basketball team, from that grade eight run to you as this soccer team. What kind of, I guess, what does she do in terms of providing goal scoring and just another really athletic player on your team?
Macy's been pretty essential to our team this year. I'd say she's done a really good job of being a very physical athlete on the field and has really stepped into multiple roles as a striker and as a midfielder that I think sometimes can get taken for granted, but I think she's played an essential role in kind of our off-ball movement and the way that we move the ball up the field.
Go back to Matt Imus. Matt, Yolanda Almanza is one of your top goal scorers this season as well. She's obviously not with us on the program today, but can talk about her a little bit because she's made some pretty significant contributions, had a couple of goals the other day in that win against Grand Junction.
Yuli is doing a great job. She's a junior. She had a lot of experience playing up with us last year as well, and she's been playing on the wing and up at striker, and if she gets any space, she's got a great leg and can put the ball on frame. And so she had some great opportunities yesterday, or Tuesday, where she just received the ball, turned, and got a great shot on goal.
Well, coming up for your team, Matt, you've got Durango. They're 1-1 right now, always a really competitive team in the Southwestern League. So a big league matchup coming up for your soccer team coming up tomorrow when you take on Durango.
Yeah, it'll be a definite dogfight, especially down there. They're a very good team. They return a lot of girls. Their JV program is always really strong, so they always bring up replacements. So they're not really ever rebuilding. They're just getting new girls into different positions. So, and then, Jim, we also celebrated Mia's signing with Fort Lewis yesterday as well.
Well, congratulations, Mia. Can it kind of take us through that decision to sign to play soccer with the Fort Lewis Skyhawks?
Well, initially I was actually set to play in England, and things obviously don't always work out as planned, and I ended up deciding that Fort Lewis is a better home for me for the next 4 years. I really like their program. I've played with a few of the girls that play there now, and I enjoy their team culture. I enjoy the environment in Durango, so...
Well, congratulations on signing with Fort Lewis College. Beautiful campus, great town as well. So a perfect place to go and be part of their soccer program. So before we let you guys go, got to ask you a couple things here, mostly for Rachel and for me, about your teammates. Which teammate has the worst singing voice? Which one has the best singing voice? Because I imagine somebody likes to belt out a tune once in a while on the bus, practice. Anybody fit that? Does nobody sing on your team at all?
Yeah, so the main person that sings on the team is actually Mia, so I'm going to go ahead and give her best and worst singing voice. She's singing a lot of the time on the bus.
Okay, so Mia, what do you feel like it's a... She said best and worst. Do you feel like you got some really good pipes? I mean, is that an unfair...
I think that I sound really good, especially when the radio's on really, really loud. Yeah,
that's when I sing my best too, when the radio is really, really loud. Yeah, ask my wife about that when I'm singing in the car. Yeah, when it's really loud, I'm at my very, very best. So, what do you like to sing? And just whatever comes on the radio. Do you have a little favorite, like maybe some Taylor or I don't know, anybody you like to sing along with the most?
I really, really like bumping to Macklemore on the way to games.
Okay, that's solid. Yeah, yeah. Macklemore played here in Junction several years ago over at CMU. Yeah. I like that. Very good. Who's the biggest comedian kind of goofball on the team?
Jim, you're asking the right questions. That would be Mia again.
Okay, so we've got the main culprit, the main one, the best worst singer, and the biggest goofball. So so Matt, I have to ask you: are there times that you're happy she's kind of a goofball, and other times it's like you need to knock it off, Mia? We got work to do here. We got training to do.
No, as much as a goofball as she is at times, she is very focused and locked in during practice and when need be. You know, as we get ready, as on road trips and as they're having their fun on the bus and singing, you know, the last 15, 20 minutes before we get to a game, it's back down to normal and focusing on what we've got at hand and the tasks going through.
All right, very good. Well, guys, we appreciate it. And Matt, congratulations to you and your wife. Going to add to the Imus family. Going to have another future, maybe soccer player, another athlete playing at Montrose High School. So congratulations on another child coming up for you guys in a couple of weeks.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I'll be driving to most of our games for the next couple of weeks until that baby comes.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with that. And once again, Rachel, Mia, and Matt, we appreciate you guys coming on today. Good luck against Durango coming up tomorrow. We appreciate the time.
Great, thank you. Thank you for the honor.
Thank you. All right, our team's team of the week, brought to you by Rick Nelson, American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call his team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078.
You can hear when they laugh like that,